For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome to A Journey of Transformation Empowerment. You're listening to Antonio T. Smith, Jr., where ideas ignite, change, and possibilities are endless. Before we dive into today's episode, we have something special for our listeners. Today's podcast is brought to you by a groundbreaking book that's reshaping the conversation around Black economic empowerment. It's Resegregation, Volume 1,
The Power Matrix,
a master plan for Black group economics with wealth creation, authored by visionary Antonio T. Smith, Jr. Antonio isn't just an author. He's a former top secret combat special operations intelligence sergeant turned millionaire. His life work championed the economic autonomy and wealth creation within Black communities. In this seminal work, dedicated to teachings of Dr. Claude Anderson, Antonio outlines a comprehensive blueprint covering critical sectors like finance, technology, manufacturing, and more. He blends military discipline with acute understanding of systematic disparity. This isn't just a book. It's a movement, a call to action to create lasting wealth and reshaping the economic narrative. Antonio's vision is clear: drive a significant shift toward Black ownership and control. Listeners, if you've ever wondered about innovative strategies for wealth creation or how technological transformation can uplift the Black communities, then this book is for you. Join Antonio Smith, Jr. on the transformative journey. Pick up your copy of the Resegregation Volume 1, The Power Matrix, today, and be a part of the reshaping future. Now, let's dive into the episode and explore the possibilities that await us.
For listening to another episode of the Secret to Success podcast. We strive to bring you the top leaders in their industries so you can learn their secrets to success, so you can grow and build your businesses, be prosperous, and live the dreams that you are so looking to live. If you have any questions, please feel free to email us at info@theatsjr.com. For more information about the ATSJR companies, and to find out more about how to live your dreams and reach that middle class exit and live the life that you were supposed to live. Freedom is abundance, and abundance is freedom. Let's all go live it. Thank you again for joining us for another episode of the Secret to Success podcast.
I've been working on all of them, but I was wanting to know, how do you, like, does it post for you? Like, why, like, let's say it's 4 a.m. and I got somebody in the UK who wants to see me post, but I'm asleep. Like, does it, you say it posts for you, or does it not?
No, you can schedule, them for 4 a.m. So while you're sleeping, it'll post for you, because there's also a section on there that actually shows what you have scheduled. And here, I'll pull up the one we use for, I'll pull up Antonio so you can see.
I was definitely trying it, but like, it was giving me like a little trouble. So I had my other person on the team, Miss Clarice, the female. I was telling her about it, but like I was trying to explain it, but I was kind of a little confused. I didn't want to confuse her.
Gotcha. No worries. I got you covered. Okay. All right, here we go. So as you see, for Antonio, we have his Facebook page, his Twitter, his LinkedIn, his YouTube. And then on his Facebook, you have when whoever mentions him, the activity on his page, even as his messages. This is his Twitter, how many followers, and here it is. This shows what he has scheduled. This is what's scheduled on Facebook. This is what's scheduled on Instagram. So as you see, you can schedule them. This one's for 7 p.m. This one's for 5 a.m.
Yes, ma'am.
So you can schedule them. If you have somebody to do it for you, have them schedule one every hour. So you got 24 posts going out in a day. And that's the thing about Hootsuite. You can schedule it, and you can schedule it for all of the platforms at one time. So like right here. Okay. There we go. So when you're scheduling a post, when you schedule a new post, it brings you to this screen right here. And here's where you would have to go in here and actually select which social media you want it to go to. But if you know that you are always going to post the same social media platforms every single time, they have what they call your legacy composer. And so instead of hitting the actual new post, you would hit the drop down arrow instead. And then you open your legacy composer. And here, what it allows you to do is when you do, so here, you see this little push pin right here?
Yes, I see it.
When I push the push pin, what it does is it automatically pins it. So I can close out of here. Say I do my post, I can close out of here. When I do the drop down again, and I go into my open legacy composer, they're already there. So now I just have to go in, put in what I want to post. If I have a picture I want to attach, which if you're doing Instagram, they require you to have a graphic. So you just attach your media, upload your photo. You can see, you can link a YouTube video in there. Now for your scheduling, right here, it looks like the little flip calendar. And you can schedule any day for any time. You can do it for 2020. You can go all the way out to 2021.
Cool.
And that's what I was telling you last time. If you have someone who could just sit there and for maybe like 2 hours, just schedule, tell them what to schedule and tell them they can schedule it randomly, because people randomly show up on social media. So you want to make sure you catch the random as well as those who are at those times. Now, when it comes to your Instagram and your LinkedIn, make sure you use your hashtags. Because people can actually search you via your hashtags on Instagram and LinkedIn. So you can put hashtag Luminous Footwear, put hashtag Nike, the brand of shoe that you've designed on, use their hashtags. You can do hashtag, there's a certain word I'm looking for, hashtag specialized.
Hashtags.
Hashtag made to order. You know, the hashtags that pull them, and then research your hashtags too. There's a Before I move off this page, do you have any more questions about Hootsuite? Because I want to make sure that you have no more questions, and I want to make sure that you're able to go back and explain it to your team without confusion, like you said earlier.
So, like, this page, this is the main page where it says streams?
Mm-hmm. This is the main page, and you can upload your Facebook, your Twitter, your LinkedIn, your YouTube. But let's say you want to focus only on one specific one. You want to see what's going on that page. Then you can actually create a tab specifically for that one. And there it is. And each one, and right here is where you design what you want to show. So if you wanted the schedule to show up, you click the schedule. And then this stream, they call them streams. This stream right here will pop up. I do recommend when you, go back. I do recommend that, there we go. I do recommend that when you do your individualized, put a scheduled stream on there, because let's say a major natural disaster happens. You don't want to post certain things on days like that. You want to, you know, so you want to know what you have scheduled on that day. So this helps you, and you can go back and you can edit from there for that particular one. So, but once they're posted, if you need to edit them or delete them, you have to go directly to the post. So you won't be able to, like, go to Hootsuite, get to that one, hit delete, and it deletes across the board. No, you'll actually have to go to each individual one to delete. But if you have it where you have the scheduled, then you'll know where you have it scheduled. If you have some that are set for a certain time, then you know, okay, so every day at 5 a.m., I have this one going out. But since this happened, I know tomorrow I don't want it. So I can go to that particular post on that particular time, because I know what it looks like. I know what time it's going to go out. Or, man, I don't know what time I had that post scheduled to go out. Let me go find it. But you don't have to go through an entire first page of things. You know that specifically your scheduled post. So I would definitely always recommend on each individual one that you have the scheduled aspect there. And then you always want to make sure. So with Facebook, if someone mentions you, put your mentions so you can on all of them. So if someone mentions you, if they share you, now you see who they are. And you can actually respond to them directly from Hootsuite too. So if someone, like this particular person right here, replied to one of Antonio's posts. So he could literally go on here. He could retweet it, like it. He could reply to it directly from Hootsuite. So Hootsuite not only allows you to post, not only allows you to schedule for an extended period of time out, but it also allows you to communicate, and it's all in one place. So you don't have to hop from platform to platform either.
Yeah, that's pretty nice there. So I'm going to take a couple of notes right quick.
Oh, go ahead. Go ahead.
I'm gonna definitely try it again, because I think mine looked, let me see, is it the way I could, like, put my screen on right here so I can see what mine look like?
So I'm gonna stop sharing mine, and then what you do is you see at the bottom it's between polling and chat, it says share.
One second. Share content.
Mm-hmm. And then you'll actually have the option of what you want to share. That is very important. And I'm telling you this for when you have your team meetings. Because once you pull it up, you'll see it gives you the option of sharing your desktop. And that shares everything. Or you can just share Google Chrome. Or if you have like a calendar, you want to share a calculator, you can just share those things. But definitely make sure that you only share what you want everyone to see. because you don't ever want your email to pop up and you have a very confidential email and everybody can see it, or you have a very confidential client and everybody can see.
Got it. So right here, I see. So you said I just click screen right now, right?
Mm-hmm. So you'll click share. You'll click the screen you want to share. And then at the bottom right hand, at the bottom, you'll see a blue button that says share. Once you click that, it'll show up on my screen.
Okay. The one I'm wanting to share is the Hootsuite app.
So are you on your computer or your iPad or your phone?
I'm actually on my phone right now.
Okay. One second.
It's much here. Oh yeah, no, get a fish and everything. Yeah, I just make ourselves on a coaching call right now.
Yeah.
Okay. Trina here?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
Okay. So you share content. Screen.
There are hundreds of VPNs out there, but ExpressVPN is ridiculously fast. You can stream everything in HD quality with zero buffering. Trust me, after watching it and being able to simply just sit down and enjoy a movie without having the circle stop in the middle of the movie and it just keeps going and going and going, I have been able to watch movies with HD quality, with smoothness and clarity, without having to worry about the buffering. You can choose again from almost 100 different companies, and it's so simple to use. You just fire up the ExpressVPN app, change your location, hit connect, and then refresh the page, and the show or movie that you want to watch will magically appear. It's absolutely simple, absolutely easy. I am not a techie person, but ExpressVPN is perfect for me. If you use my link right now at expressvpn.com/secret, you can get an extra 3 months on ExpressVPN for free. That's expressvpn.com/secret. It's express, ExpressVPN.com/secret.
Okay. So what you're going to do is you're going to hit share content.
Okay.
And then share screen. Oh, wait.
Make sure don't get messed up.
Zoom, Messenger. Everything on your screen, including notifications, will be recorded. Enable, do not disturb, to prevent.
Yeah, I know it's definitely going to help with our coaching calls. With the Loomis figure, I'm trying to tell me I need to get that this week. So I'm going to definitely need to know a little more about it.
Yeah, okay. Huh, okay. So I'm trying. I see now. Okay, so maybe
I might need a computer.
Or you can pull up the app and just show it to me like that, because I can see. But because I've always shared from my computer screen, so that's why I'm walking through it myself so I can see. Oh, website URL. Okay. What if I want to share a specific app? The Cloud Drive. Nope.
Yeah. Like, but like, if it don't work though, I can definitely saved and everything, so I can definitely work through it if you can't get it pulled up.
Okay.
Y'all will. Yes, definitely.
I'm
gonna phone call. Y'all
will take turns. He won't. That's what I said.
The car said it. Go ahead. He will. He will. So y'all take turns, man.
No, we're not watching Jersey now.
Okay. So while I'm working this part out, do you? Okay, so what I'll do is I'll look up how to share it, and then I'll send that over to you the moment I find it, because yeah, if you're gonna do your Zoom calls with your team, you're definitely gonna want to know how to share your screen. So definitely figure that out and get that sent over to you.
Definitely.
All right. But until then, go ahead and so explain to me how it looks on your end.
I was like I said, I got everything through Canva. Like I'm getting all the content I want to get posted, and like I was saying, I posted through Hootsuite, but like it was only with one social media, and like I had scheduled it, but like I said, I didn't really get the full thing. But like I said, I was kind of rushing through it and everything, but I'm definitely like go through it and everything. But like I said, I pretty much got an understanding now though. That's like I got everything wrote down how you did it.
Okay, good. Yes. And I'm putting in chat a link to walk you through sharing your screen.
Okay.
Okay. I think I figured part of it. So now I just gotta figure out how to actually. Ah, there it is. You see it?
Yes, ma'am. I got it.
Okay. So I'm gonna turn mine off so you can turn yours on.
Okay.
I want to share screen, and then it'll give you the option of like what you want to share. If you want to broadcast like through Zoom, so I click Zoom.
So you can hear me now, Ms. Dayan?
Yes, yes, I can hear you now.
Yeah. So yeah, I was saying, this is the page I was going to right here, and like I was wanting to, it was like it looked a little different from yours.
Gotcha. So. So you actually have it in order.
Yes, ma'am.
So you have your Facebook timeline. You have what you have scheduled on Facebook. Then you have your Instagram post and scheduled. And you have your YouTube videos.
Yes.
Okay. So click Composer. Okay. So going through your phone, it does make you select each individual one.
Yes.
And then I'll send you this recording, so that way, whoever on your team, if they are, if they do it via the computer, then they'll have my view. And then now, if they do it via their phone, they have your view.
Yes.
So yeah, you would just go in and just schedule it. Select the social media networks that you want to choose, and you can put them all in there at the same time.
Yeah, I'm gonna do that right now, like all of them at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
So I know right now it says Instagram only.
I see that.
Okay, let me see. This is my Luminous Figure page, but then I also have my personal page, the D Jones the Mogul page.
And you can use it. You can add your personal pages on here too, and so you can post on both.
I was saying I wouldn't know how do you add another one.
Okay, so hit done for me.
Done.
Cancel. Go to your account. Oh, okay. See where it says upgrade to add more networks. So you have 3 of 3 on there. So if you wanted to add more networks, then you would upgrade your account. But you can get up to up to 10 social media profiles. So you can put all of your, like for Antonio, we have his pages. His sons have a business page. Yeah. He has at least about 11 pages up there.
Got it. So I have to upgrade.
So you have your Facebook on there, you have your Instagram on there, and you have your YouTube. So you have your three on there.
Yes.
The three main ones. So now what you would do,
I think I might want to switch out my YouTube with my personal Instagram.
Okay.
Maybe leave this one.
Yeah, because it you won't be able to upload the other one if you have all three of them on there.
Got it. Oh, terrible. 1 hour.
All right.
I think it might have went off.
Yeah, it your screen share did go off on this end.
Let's see. Can I just go back on it again?
Mm-hmm, go ahead. I want to make sure you have all your questions answered. Because okay. your marketing, that's going to get you moving.
Definitely. So I'm going to go back on there. But I think this is my luminous figure.
Mm-hmm. And that's your Instagram.
Yes, ma'am. Like I said, I got two Instagrams. So, like, could I add my other Instagram?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I see right here, it's Instagram. But, like,
So, you click Instagram.
So I clicked it. And scheduled.
Hit cancel.
Yeah, it's like this.
Add stream. So it's only showing you luminous foot here. Oh, that's what? Facebook.
It's Facebook. So Instagram.
Does it show an option for you to be able to add another one?
I wonder if I click schedule or post will. I don't see any.
It's not letting you add it.
It's definitely not.
Yeah, it's not letting you add it. Eight, that's your streams. Go back to your account. Social, go to social networks. Okay. Go back. Because your YouTube is still on there, so it's and delete your YouTube. Now go to add social network. You're in
Instagram.
Uh-huh.
So I just probably have to
And once you log in now you should be able to add your okay. personal Instagram.
Okay, I'll do that and everything.
Yeah.
So I know I go to announce it.
Okay.
So like I said, I'm gonna go to account. Okay, I got that and everything. So with the compose, let's say I wanted to post on my Instagram. Let's say it's profile. Instagram profile.
Mm-hmm. And then there you go. And then if you wanna add your other one.
Yes, ma'am.
Hit this. Go ahead and add your Facebook.
And so I will have to click that. I just type in Facebook.
Yeah, sure.
No.
Okay, so it's only letting you post to Instagram.
Yes, ma'am. That's the question I had because I want to post them more than just Instagram at first. I thought I was doing it wrong.
No, you're doing it right. I'm just trying to figure out why being selfish and only letting you post to Instagram. Let me see. There's a limitation on. Okay, I'm going to have to post some driver.
I'll just play around with it on a second.
Yeah, I'm looking that up on my end too. To see, because you should be able to post. Publish is going to post on mobile. All right, definitely. Let's see. Post, include, publish. Shrink the link. Save images. Publish video, add your location, select the profile to post the post to, and then select the social media network or networks to post. So you should be able to publish more than one social media network, but they say only one Twitter profile can be selected per post. We get that because we're only doing one. So you should be able, so I'll send you this link.
Well.
Oh, this is Android. You want iPhone? Publish a video. Your locations. Yep, so you should be able to post to more than one social media. Okay, so I'm sending the link to you. All right. Okay, so it's in the chat for you, so you can go in and then I'll also work on it. I'll play with it from my phone or mine because I'm always on a computer when I schedule.
No, not with Hootsuite. But how could I, not with Hootsuite, but this with Canva. Like I said, I'm like, mm-hmm. I'm writing the ebook. Like I said, I have like 3 or 4 pages more to go and I'll be finished with it. So how would I, like I said, I know I'm going to probably put it like on, like I said, Amazon. Like I said, I got my page getting made also, my web page. So it is a way I can transfer the link from Canva to Amazon to like, so I can like sell it.
So how you're going to do that is you're actually going to download it. And then to get it on Amazon is KDP on Amazon.com. Okay. It's Kindle Direct Publishing. So yes, once you finish with your ebook in Canva,
yes, ma'am.
You're going to go into the Kindle Direct Publishing.
You want me to click the link?
I'm sharing my screen so you'll see.
Okay.
You're gonna go into Kindle Direct Publishing, and where it says Kindle eBook.
I am determined to be rich.
The middle class is not for me.
I need news that cares about me,
and not news that's gonna scare me or make me mad at another people.
I need news without politics,
and I want news that will point me to the money.
This is the news where it happens.
The moments that changed the world.
These are the stories we need.
The info that we care about.
We only give you news
that puts money in your pocket.
And the news
that gives us an advantage.
This is the work that continues.
Who we are today.
And what we can become.
Tomorrow.
That's it.
This is where news without agendas can lead us.
Your wealth matters.
This is why more perspectives
make us stronger.
And how our mission can inspire
tomorrow.
This is journalism that helps the world we live in.
This
is
Mexit News.
I didn't see how you get the Kindle ebook. How did you get to that?
So once I logged into Kindle Direct Publishing, it says create a new title. It's going to be right here.
Yes, ma'am.
And when you click that, it's going to take you into, hold on, it's going to, so let me go back. Okay, so when you first log in to Kindle Direct Publishing, you're going to see this screen, and this is what they call your bookshelf. So any book that you've done, it'll be here. And then to start to create a new one, if you want to do it in paperback, you will go, if it's a paperback, you go to paperback. But if you're doing an ebook, you'll just click Kindle ebook and it'll bring you to this page. And so you, from that point, you're just going to go through each step, put your English book title, if you have a subtitle, if it's a series, series name. If it's not, you don't have to do that. As you see, it says optional, primary author or contributor, so that'll be your name that goes there. Anybody else who contributed to your ebook, they will go there. A description of your book, so put a description of your book so that when they upload it, people will be able to have a description. If you own the copyrights, or if it's a public domain work. And that just basically, and it gives you directions when you click on them. But you'll basically say you own the copyright and you hold the necessary publishing rights. Now this right here, it's optional, but I do recommend it. Your keywords. So when you're, so make sure you have keywords that if someone, a good way you can do this is ask your friends, hey, if I told you I had a book, what keywords would you type in to find my book? Without leaving them. So if you just ask them that question, they'll tell you keywords that they would use, and that can help you.
Yes, ma'am. I know, like, I'm just like going to throw it out there. It's called On My Way to the Top. So it's basically telling where I'm from, like what made me want to start a business, what made me want to like being a college student, and you know, on the like all that different stuff. So like I was saying, the keywords for that would probably be like with college, entrepreneur, probably.
Mm-hmm. College, entrepreneur. You can even put your name as your keywords.
Got it.
If anybody searches, your name, your book will come up.
got it. College. Getting all that.
You can even, if you want to, you can even put Mississippi. So if they know, well, I know Dakota lives in Mississippi, so let me put up Dakota's book in Mississippi, or Dakota in Mississippi, and your book will come up.
Got it. Got all that.
And then you'll have your categories. You can choose up to two: fiction, nonfiction, juvenile, nonfiction. And then once you go into it, once you click it, it'll break down the other parts of it. And so you can go through and select the ones you want. Then,
so might be nonfiction. Like, can you click on that and see like the categories that may come up? I'm trying to see exactly what like you'll fall under.
So if you're telling about you, yours would be more of a biography. If someone was writing it for you, it would be an autobiography.
Got it.
And then underneath that, you can put it in general, you can put it in business. So there's many different ways you can break it down. And so if you're focused on you being an entrepreneur, you can put it, you can click more than once, so you can put it in business. Or you can put it, I just saw one. So you can put it like in general and in business. So if anybody looks for a nonfiction book, a biography, you know, they can put it in either one of those.
Good.
And then you just, and you keep going as you go. Now here you have your pre-order and you have ready to release now. So you can choose to do a pre-order and do like a pre-launch type thing, or you can just release it and say, hey, guess what? I have a book, go buy it now. Or you can say, hey, I have a book coming out soon. Go ahead and pre-order your copy today. Yep. And you can do it that way.
I think I'm going to do the pre-order probably tonight. I'm going to definitely put a pre-order tonight. Definitely. I mean, like I said, today sometime, I'm going to definitely get that pre-order out.
And then hit, and then once you hit save and continue, it's going to take you to the ebook content. So that, now with that one, they, it'll break down to you what you will need to be able to upload it. So if it's an ebook, PDF, EPUB, or Kindle has an actual app that you can download that has everything and you can upload it there. When you do it that way, make sure you always go back.
Yes, ma'am.
Open it up and make sure it's still in the, make sure it's still in the structure that you wanted it. Because if you upload it, something may shift because the fonts may change. You may have chapter one start in the middle of one page and end at the very top of one, and then have chapter three, have two pages blank, and have chapter three, two start two pages down. So make sure you do that. And then as far as your cover goes, it'll give you the option to do that as well. But since you have an ebook, it'll be pretty easy for you. You just go in and make sure everything lines up.
Got it. So like with the, it's going to be ebook. So like, let's say somebody wanted a hard copy. You can make that a hard copy also?
Yes, sir. You can make it a hard copy as well. And how you would do that, instead of going through the ebook version, going through the ebook, you just do paperback. And it'll walk you through the same steps as the ebook. But once you get, it does ask if it contains language. Once you get to the next page, it'll tell you how, for that one, I don't think you can have it in PDF format, or you can when you upload it, but it actually gives you, it'll give you cover options. Like you'll have like five different cover options. And it'll show you front, it'll show you the spine of your book, and it'll show you the back of your book, and it's going to ask you how many pages. Because it'll actually show you, you know, the thickness and everything, and then it'll, and at the very end, it'll allow you to align, like if you have your own graphic, it'll allow you to align it with their measurements, and then put it all together, and at the end, it'll show you how it will look front, front, spine, and back. The directions are very straightforward, very easy to do. So just make sure you hit save and continue at all times, because it will, if you don't save it, let's say you're on that page and you step away from it, but you don't save it, you'll have to go back and redo it again.
Gotcha. And like I said, I don't have it published like through a publisher, but this kind of direct publishing, like it would publish everything. Like I said, I got some, let's say I have a typo or something. Would it do the typo for me? Like, would it?
Yeah. Make sure if you proofread it, if you want to send it over to us, we can proofread it for you. If you have some friends, they can proofread it, just to make sure you have all your I's dotted and your T's crossed. Because once you go in, it's not going to do the edit process for you. However you put it in there, that's how it's going to come out.
Got it. So like I said, I have like three to four pages left. And like, it's going to be, I know my generation, we, just being honest, like we don't read much. But like I said, I want to make it short and simple, but I wanted to know I have something out. So like I would have very short, like each page would be like, I don't know if I can say chapter or like this page, like, with the table of contents, because I do like, mm-hmm. I don't know, it's a chapter, like I said, it's one page. So I want it to be like 10 pages long, that's all.
But it's an ebook. You have some ebooks that are two pages long, and they call them ebooks. So, but it's 10 pages is just fine. It doesn't have to be a complete 12,000 page book, you know.
Yeah.
And so if it's and you know your target audience is you. So you know what you like, you know how you know if you're gonna read it or not. You know after how many pages you're gonna put your book down. So, yeah. So and then y'all and you know college students. Y'all are tired of looking at books.
Yeah.
But oh, okay, my friend wrote a book. Okay, I'll buy your ebook. Oh, it's only 10 pages. Oh, okay, I can do that. You know.
That's definitely. So
you know your target.
Definitely. So can you, like, with the Canva, I think I've seen you can put pictures in it also, if possible.
Yes, you can.
That's great. That's great. So, like, I might do, like, five pictures, five, you know, letter pages. So, like, they'll see a little, like, I'm going to write about something, then I'm going to show them a picture, write about it and show them a picture. So, like, that sounds perfect to me. Sounds perfect. I want to drop that maybe Friday. Give them a pre-order. Today's Wednesday. Drop it Friday.
There you go.
Definitely. Like I said, I don't play around. Like if I say something, I'm going to do it.
Like Antonio. Antonio is the exact same way. If you say he's going to do it, he's going to do it. He's not going to mess definitely around. He's not going to play with it. It's going to get done.
Definitely.
And then the ebook covers. So while that's loading up, how's your vlog? Oh, there we go. All right.
You go ahead, though. I'll answer your question.
How's your video blog coming along?
Like I said, I have the videos made, but I don't have them edited and everything. So like I say, once I get everything edited, I'm going to post it. But like I said, it's still new to me. But like I have a whole bunch of content like saved, though.
All right.
Yeah.
And then from there, you can... Look, happy okay.
But I think this one right here was, it said Campbell right on the hand, so I couldn't post that one. I think that was one you had to pay for. So like I said, I think I did another one. Let me see which one I did. I know we do one on, like my friend Clarice, she does these. That was one on Friday. Then I know she posted another one. This one right here was Friday. I said she gets them done. She gets them done.
Yeah. But there is your table of contents.
Table of contents. But I think this one right here, hold on one second. This is the title page right here. Like I say it's on my way to the top. So I was at the mountaintop right there, that's where I gotta go. And right now I don't think I'm nowhere near the mountaintop. It's being honest. So like I said, I'm headed there on my way. So this right here is like in route headed towards the mountain, the top. Mm-hmm. This is like my other table of contents, but like I said, you know, just something chapter. But like I said, each page is one chapter. So I don't know if I could put page one or chapter one. I don't know which one you think could be best.
You can still leave it chapter one. It's a page, but it's still that chapter. So you leave it chapter one.
Got it. So like I said, I have seven chapters, but I'm almost finished. So this is my chapter one, Dakota Jones. In each chapter, I have a little inspiration at the bottom.
Okay. Work like you don't need money. Love like you've never been hurt. Dance like, okay. And I see you, and you put who you quoted.
Yes, ma'am.
Awesome.
Definitely. So like I say, that's on each one. It's my other one, but I got to put something down there also. So like I said, it's in the works.
Mm-hmm.
I thought I had more than that, though. I think one of them I had, I put in my notes. So I'm transferring from my notes into the pages, and I copy and paste and put it on there.
Gotcha.
So like I said, I have a couple pages so far. But like I said, I'm going to definitely put the pre-order tonight, though. Definitely do that.
Looks good, Mr. Dakota. Looks good. Now, if you ever have that watermark on there,
yes, ma'am.
And you want to take it off, when you go up, when you click on the watermark, it'll give you the option to pay a dollar to just get rid of the watermark. So if it's one that you really, 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 really want, then
yes, ma'am,
they'll charge you a dollar and you can have the watermark removed from it.
That's perfect. There it is. That's perfect.
All right. So do you have any other questions regarding your marketing? We got your Hootsuite covered. You've pretty much mastered your Canva. we got, you know where to go to publish your book. And because, and with your Hootsuite, you're going to be scheduling, uploading more content. You have your videos in the works. You're getting those edited so you can upload those as well.
Yes, ma'am.
So you're supporting others, and then on their pages, you can have them show them supporting you, and that'll help. January 18th.
So I think I gotta post today. Like I said, I haven't posted today. I gotta post today. Okay. Like I'll say that that Hootsuite would definitely help me. Like, it will help me out because I might forget. So like I said, it'll post for me. So like I said, today, like, I haven't posted anything, so I'm gonna definitely get that message.
And then put something up every day. Now, there's a gentleman that I'm posting, and I gave him some homework. I told him at least once a day, go live. And last night on one of our calls, I don't think he caught it or knew that I heard, but one of the people in the network told him, hey, keep doing your videos. I caught your video. It was great. So now I'm going to give you that same challenge. Go live on your page no less than once a day, because you got to keep your content. Of course, I know you. If I tell you post at least 10 times a day on your page, I know your Hootsuite is going to be hot because you're going to be on there going at it. And you'll be able to do that for multiple days. So let's say you have exam week coming up. Okay, exams are coming up. Let me just go ahead and get all my posts out the way for the month, so you don't even have to worry about them, and you can focus on that. Or I have a huge homework week. Or you can just say, okay, at the end of each month, I'm gonna do all my schedule, my posting for the next month. Or okay, this particular post, I really want everyone to see this post on a consistent basis, so I'm gonna post it twice a day over the next 6 months. And get in the habit of thinking that way, so you always have something flooding your timeline. You don't ever want a break in what hits your timeline.
Yes.
So like example, you posted on January 15th, but the next time you posted was on the 18th. You want to make sure you have something every day, and then go live at least once a day, be it just to say hey to everyone, talk about Luminous Footgear, talk about your ebook, what you're doing, go live to if someone has, like, just go live so you can be able to, you know, put some content. But if you go live, it allows for your audience to be able to interact with you. So you'll have an audience outside of the network. You'll have an audience outside of your home. You'll literally have people like, oh wait, oh, Dakota's live, let's go see what's going on. So make sure you go live at least once a day and have consistent content on your page, because the consistency is what's going to help you get out of obscurity. So when your book does come out, they all know about it. And they're like, man, Dakota has a book coming out. Y'all make sure we go, you know, you talk about it. Talk about your book. Take like a sentence out of your book and say, you know, hey, so have you guys ever thought about this before? Or how many of you have gone through that? Yeah, so take, you know, this, and you can take like lines from your book and make a graphic and say, to find out more, purchase my ebook here. Or to read more, purchase my ebook here. But definitely get the content rolling on your page, because you want consistent content. You want people to say, man, Dakota, you're posting too much. That's what you want. If you're not hearing that, you're not posting enough. You want people to say, Dakota, I'm tired of seeing Luminous Footgear on my page. But oh, okay, you tired of seeing it? Well, guess what? Here comes my post. Antonio used to tell us all the time, if one person is complaining, I'm not doing enough. If 10 people are complaining, I'm not doing enough. But if I got 50 people saying I'm posting too much, then I'm doing my job.
I'm on it. I'm definitely on it.
You have the type. Your Luminous Footgear is not limited to where you live.
Mm-hmm.
So as post, it doesn't matter what time, post at 4 o'clock, post at 2 o'clock, post at 3 o'clock in the morning, because your product can be shipped to another country.
So, like I said, I'm on it though. Like I said, I didn't write these notes for no, like, no reason. Like I said, I'm on everything you're saying. I'm taking it all in. Like I said, I gotta definitely post more because I have been slacking. But like I said, gotta pick up on it.
All right. Do you have any other questions? And what I'll do is, once this is finished, I'll send you the link so you can go back and rewatch it if you need to. Do you have any other questions?
No, ma'am. I don't have any more questions. No, ma'am. No, ma'am.
All right. So if you don't have any more questions, we are finished for today. And what I'll do is, your next session will be with Antonio. It'll be next Wednesday. And what we'll do is, unless you need to, we can go ahead and cancel Friday, unless something comes up between now and then. And then you be like, hey, Ms. D, I do need to be coached on Friday because I have some questions about some things. And we'll just keep it there until you say otherwise.
Okay.
All right.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Thank you for everything.
You're so very welcome. You have a good one.
Same to you.
All right. Bye-bye.
I'm not sure if you already know this, but you're already absolutely perfect. You're already absolutely great, and you're already living in massive abundance. The most important things that you have is not what you have, it's not what you do, it's what you know. Because the people who do know what you need to know to lead the middle class, they're in the top 1%, and they control 96% of the world's income. 97% of this world is trading time for money, and that is not the way to become rich, it's not the way to become wealthy, and it is absolutely not the way to leave the middle class. There are 7.8 billion people in the world right now, and they all want to learn how to make money and how to leave the middle class. But the way to become a master at anything is to learn all the rules and then bend them to your favor. Right now in this world, there are 2,057 billionaires. Right now. So if you think becoming a billionaire is impossible, that's 2,057 people that have already proved that impossibility incorrect. And if you think that's crazy, there are 46.8 million millionaires in the world, worldwide right now. Now think about that. 46.8 million millionaires, and that number grows 1,730 millionaires every single day. Money is everywhere. You don't need to max out your credit cards. You don't need to borrow from granddad and grandma. Just look behind me. Look at all the wealth sitting behind me in this junkyard. It's insane how much money is everywhere, and you don't need to go out there and beg, borrow, and steal to get it. You just need to know the rules of making money and how to leave the middle class. Essentially, all you need to know is the algorithm of making money, the rules of making money. All you need to know is what to do and how to do it, and you can leave the middle class. Any industry, yoga, golf, underwater basket weaving, clipping fingernails, it doesn't matter. All you have to do is know how to do it, how to get it done, and then find somebody to teach you how to do it, how to get it done, and you will be able to leave the middle class. If you're not getting my point, it's real simple. Whatever you have up here, as long as you understand the rules of leaving the middle class, as long as you understand how to get money, you can take what's up here and get wealthy from what you already have. Right now, the very thing you know up here is already being searched 1,000 times a second on Google. Someone right now, actually 1,730 people right now, are gonna become a millionaire from the stuff that you have in your head. Why can't this be you? I mean, it's 1,730 people with your ideas that are no better than you, that are gonna leave the middle class, become a millionaire. Why are you not next? So how do we do this? How do we take what you know and apply it to objective money-making secrets and then allow you to leave the middle class? How do we take you from where you are and let you escape to where you want to go? So how do we make all this money or take all this knowledge from the Warren Buffers, from Elon Musk? How do we take everything that everyone before you has done, and how do we take all of that and then put it in your head so you can leave a legacy for your family? My name is Antonio T. Smith Jr. 32 years ago, I lived in a trash can. That's right, from 6 to 14, I had no running water, no electricity, no anything, and somehow I'm in the top 1% today. Not because I had the right background, not because I had a silver spoon in my mouth, simply because being homeless made me learn how to make money. I retired when I was 29 years old. I'm more than likely younger than you. I'm one of the top 1% income earners in one of the richest countries in the world. What I learned how to do when I was 6 years old was learn how to generate enough money to eat some cookies so I wouldn't die to death from starvation. From there, I learned how to go from cookies to a meal. From a meal to clothes to shelter to everything else that supplied my necessary needs. When I was six, I was forced to learn how to make money. And now that's what I'm gonna do and help you do. I've seen amazing results. I have my own economy. I've homeschooled my own children. And I wrote a book that teaches you every single thing that I know about making money, every single thing that other people know about making money, and most importantly, all the stuff that we don't tell you. Because the truth is, and you know it like I know it, the most honest, the most hardworking, unselfish people on planet Earth live in the middle class. Yet, your honesty, your unselfishness, your devout religion going self is not enough to get to the top 1%, and that's not fair. The second half of my life has been not about how much money I make, but how I will be remembered from all the money that I have made. And I've been trying to teach everybody how to get out the middle class. I'm the crazy guy, famous on the internet for trying to create 100,000 millionaires. I've created 8 so far. I got a 9th one on the way, all the way from India. That's pretty cool. And what I want to tell you is something very simple. It's been hard. It's been absolutely hard to help people leave the middle class, not because of the people, because the system would rather keep you being someone else's money instead of you having your own economy and having the money come fine and flow to you. It was frustrating because I knew that anybody can make money. And if you knew what I knew, you would change your life. Over the last few years, I've built a large following of over 500,000 people every month that pay me to actually, for me, to give them advice. Well, that's been exciting for me. And the cool thing is, I've created thousands of six-figure earners. I've created millionaires. I've created people who can live their dreams and hold on to their legacies. And now my eyes are on you to create you to what you need to be great. I have been teaching my principles and these principles to hundreds of thousands of people around the world, every country, all continents, and anyone who has taken them seriously, written them down, and applied them have a 100% success rate of leaving the middle class. I've taught these secrets to my following and my inner network, and I've watched them go from 4 figures to 5 figures, 5 figures to 6 figures, 7 figures, all the way to 8. Everything that I've ever learned, everything I've ever learned from millionaire mentors, billionaire mentors, and everything I learned from being homeless, and everything that got me into the top 1%, I have placed inside of a book. To date, it is the longest book that I've ever written, the most best book that I've ever written, and that book is called The Richest Man in the Trash Can, and I'm offering it to you today for free. This book is going to show you how to become wealthy into the top 1% and leave the middle class. This book is going to give you a step-by-step plan if you're 30 years old, all the way to 70 years old, how to get into the top 1%. If you're a teenager, how to get to the top 1%. If you're a millennial, how to get to the top 1%. It's gonna teach you how to make 6 figures immediately, teach you how to get to $1 million immediately, and all that good stuff. Plus, I'm gonna give you the 36 objective laws of leaving the middle class. Plus, I'm gonna give you every last one of my secrets that have made me rich. You have to understand that leaving the middle class is the most important fight that you're gonna have in your life. And to be honest with you, you can kind of relate to this. It almost takes $450,000 a year just to be broke in America. And that's just in America. If you don't leave the middle class, which is actually an illusion, then you are going to have a really hard time. Think about it for a second. Most of you are going to be watching this are going to be baby boomers, and you've been sold a bad check. They lied to you. Your retirement was not enough for you to live comfortable, and I'm going to give you this book for free so you can figure out how to triple your retirement and then quadruple your retirement, and then, as Grant Cardone would say, 10x your retirement so you can live the life that's worthy of you. I want you to remember that leaving the middle class is the most important battle that you could ever face in your entire life, especially for your family. So consider this video, this book, your friendly tap on the shoulder. I want to send you a free copy of this book because I believe that abundance is your birthright. I believe that abundance is freedom. And I believe that this book is right for you. In fact, I believe in that so much that I will send you the book for free. All you have to do is cover the cost of shipping. I'll eat the cost. I'll take the loss. And all you have to do is get the book and dominate your reality right now and apply the principles so you can be the best person for your life that is yours. Fill out the form sitting right there to the right. Go ahead, dominate your reality. I can't wait to send you my book. I can't wait to meet you. I can't wait to have you as someone that's been on the journey with me. Antonio T. Smith Jr., you can plan better. You can dominate.
When the pandemic began, I had the biggest problem in the world. Not making money. The pandemic was actually quite a blessing for me, as it almost made me a billionaire. I came really close. So the pandemic was a blessing. It was hiring people. And get this, everybody. I had 48 job positions open during the pandemic. $22 an hour with paid training. And I could not find a single person for 2 years to fit any of those 48 job positions. Hear me well. 48 job positions, $22 an hour, paid training, and I couldn't find someone, not one person, for those job positions. Now, is it because I hire slowly? True. But it's because I wasn't using ZipRecruiter, and that's a fact. I wasn't getting to the right people for the right position to fit my right culture. And there are so many different things that you can do this summer. As a matter of fact, you can free up as much time as you want to. But if you're not using ZipRecruiter, you're probably not going to free up that time if you're attempting to hire people. So what is ZipRecruiter? What is probably the greatest job finder that's out there? And that's why you need ZipRecruiter. You need it so you can find the right candidates. Now, it's not that ZipRecruiter helps you find jobs. It's more accurately that ZipRecruiter takes your culture, takes your job, takes what you're looking for, and immediately matches them with the perfect candidate. And if they can't find a perfect candidate, they will skip over that person and then give you the perfect candidate for you. ZipRecruiter uses one of its most powerful tools, which is the technology itself, to match the right candidates up with your job. You can easily review their recommendations and easily review their recommended candidates and invite these candidates to apply for your top positions. Additionally, ZipRecruiter has a complete suite of tools that makes it easy for you to filter out, review, and rate candidates. 4 out of 5 employees have been used by 4 out of 5 employers on ZipRecruiter. It is a blessing. And no wonder ZipRecruiter is rated number one hiring site in the world based on G2 satisfaction ratings as of this year, January 1st. My friends, soak up everything I said. It's not an ad. This is a personal testimony of how I found the right people to sit in the right seat on the right bus. Without ZipRecruiter, wouldn't have been possible. So how do you take advantage of what I'm talking about? Well, you go to ZipRecruiter.com/B2B. All spelled the regular way. That's Zip, Z-I-P, Recruiter, R-E-C-R-U-I-T-E-R, ZipRecruiter.com/B2B. And I promise you, you will be grateful that you did so. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/B2B. It's also in the show notes.